Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Welcome, God-fearing, liberty-loving patriots, to the voice of the American Redoubt. This is Radio Free Redoubt, broadcasting from the Free Zones in the heart of Patriot territory. And we are broadcasting out of Spokane Valley, 96.5 FM, that's right, and AM 630 on the dial, and covering the eastern Washington, northern Idaho, mostly Kootenai County and Spokane County areas, but all of our listeners in the live streaming audience, welcome. God bless you guys. And also, especially those of you outside the wire in occupied territory. And there are definitely some folks in occupied territory right now getting ready for the next legislative session. It's about ready to kick off here very soon. And so the leftists, can't even call them liberals anymore. It's not even actually, they're not liberals. They're just Marxists. They are ready to go full tilt. I'm going to talk about just one of the bills that will melt your face. And there are several. They are so bold and so brash and so confident right now, especially now that with the help of the rhinos in the legislature, they've worked even harder to eliminate the effectiveness of Representative Matt Shea. The true patriots and true conservative Christians' most lethal weapon against the Marxist agenda. And I don't mean Marxist, lethal weapon as in domestic terrorism, like they're trying to make us believe. This whole thing is completely out of control. And the media is helping. The Spokesman Review, KHQ, Q6, they are at the front edge of the propaganda machine, this agenda by Marxists to take down the single most effective conservative patriot legislator with false accusations all throughout this report that just came out, you know, less than a month ago. Well, speaking of KHQ, the Democrats propaganda outlet, one of those in the area, they're just all too happy. Look, stick to sports scores and covering stories on rescuing cats from trees. You try to get into the political realm, your bias is showing. This is when it descends into yellow journalism, when you're regurgitating information from a false report without even questioning it, helping to perpetuate it as if it were truth, knowing full well the consequences of that. It's irresponsible, but it would be irresponsible if you were trying to actually run an objective news station, in my opinion. This clearly shows an agenda. So this is an article that came out from KHQ during a news conference on Thursday morning. A couple of days ago, Washington Governor Jay Inslee called on Spokane Valley Representative Matt Shea to resign from his position. The governor said that there was a thorough investigation, that Shea was given a chance to respond but didn't, which concluded that the Spokane Valley rep was a domestic terrorist. Oh, okay, so Thanks, KHQ, and thanks, Governor Inslee, calling on Matt Shea's resignation. Of course you are. Well, I call on the governor's resignation. How many times has he violated his oath to uphold and defend the Constitution and defend the rights of the citizens of Washington State, which have been violated? Matt Shea has not responded to our repeated request for an interview. Well, that's because he's been down that road before, and he knows, you know, hey, when you pick up a snake, you know it's a snake, right? You can't, when you get bit once, you're not going to just, you're just not going to get that again. But their article said that Representative Matt Shea said on Facebook that he was not going to resign. So, look, you're getting the official news. You're throwing a temper tantrum because he won't respond to you because you've shown over and over that you're just willing to advance left-wing communist propaganda. So, and you act stunned when he won't return your calls or sit down with you for an interview. And I can tell you with this, as far as that report, I've said it before. They never contacted me. As a matter of fact, they didn't even have to contact me because they've taken information from podcasts and anonymous reports or anonymous information and put it forward as fact. And they've even used some of my speeches and websites, website postings, and taken out of context. They referred to speeches that I've given where only a small portion of that was actually provided clearly with the intent of misleading the audience, the reader, how what I said was conveyed to the reader. And this Rampart report included that stuff, but they didn't include other things that are out there publicly, like my podcast refuting the false claims, like episode 19-16, just for an example, and several thereafter in the weeks thereafter. It's specifically addressing these lies, this misinformation, the smear campaign, and they never included references to any of those. I wonder why. Well, Redoubt News has posted Representative Matt Shea's statement prior to session. Remember to lift Matt up in your prayers. Remember to lift up all of the patriots that are mentioned that are smeared associated with the guilt by association of all the people that support the patriot community. Myself included, listed in there, attempting to disinform the audience that we're all a bunch of domestic terrorists. Written by donors to leftist Marxist elected officials. And that's who wrote that report. But this is Matt Shea's statement prior to session. Under our Constitution, anyone accused of a crime has right to see all the evidence against them, to face their accusers, and to call witnesses in their defense. I have been falsely accused of being a domestic terrorist, quote unquote, by a private investigator who never spoke to the principals involved in the incidents she described and relied instead on anonymous sources. Based solely on this investigator's dossier, the Speaker of the House said I engaged in an act of domestic terrorism. This is Representative Matt Shea's public statement for immediate release. And he's right. The Speaker of the House just looked at the report and, oh, this looks horrible. And then turned around to Matt Shea and said, yeah, this is what we made a decision here. So this is a lie. I continue on. This is a lie. The speaker also said she forwarded, the author of this investigation, forwarded the dossier to the FBI and the U.S. Attorney's Office. I have heard nothing from either office in the month since she did so. In fact, the only contact I have had with the FBI I am deeply grateful for. This past year, agents contacted me to warn me of threats against me and my family as a result of these continued politically motivated attacks. If the speaker actually believes what she says. Oh, the Speaker of the House. If the Speaker actually believes what she says, that I am a domestic terrorist, she should respect the ability and proper role of prosecutors and federal law enforcement to make a charging determination. Elected officials who casually accuse others of crimes without waiting for prosecutors to charge, much less juries to convict, all with an eye toward overturning the results of elections they disagree with, are an ugly and corrosive feature of our modern political landscape. Representative Matt Shea's public statement that was just released continues. The only member of the House to ever be expelled in Washington state was after they had been afforded due process and convicted of a crime. You don't have to agree with my political views to believe that anyone accused of a crime has a right to see all the evidence against them, to face their accusers, and to call witnesses in their defense. These rights are guaranteed by our Constitution. Any action by the legislature based solely on the dossier and without affording me those basic rights undermines the very pillars of our republic. Let me add my own comment in there, interject here. These people do not see this as a republic. That's why this is not going to make it into their skulls, this concept. To them, it's a democracy. And whichever way the wind blows, that's going to be the set of values and morals for our culture until they decide to change them. A republic is based on the rule of law. A constitution, to be exact. Let me continue with Representative Shea's statement. I look forward to continuing to represent the people of my district. I do so with a renewed sense of the importance of our Constitution's protections for the powerless against the vindictiveness of the powerful. And he adds a quote at the bottom of that. No official, high or petty, can prescribe what shall be orthodox in politics, nationalism, religion, or matters of opinion. That comes from the United States Supreme Court in West Virginia, 1943. So, Governor Inslee is calling for Representative Matt Shea's resignation because of this so-called investigation, if that's what you want to call it. But the governor took an oath to uphold and defend the Constitution. I just received an email titled Inslee House Bill 2241. Now, Governor Inslee did not introduce House Bill 2241. He is the executive branch of the government. This is one that he no doubt supports. If he signs this bill, 2241, he just violated his oath. Now, in the regular session coming up, which will be the 66th legislature of the state of Washington, they are calling for multiple firearms restrictions. I just want to go down a small list of these and share them with you. For the purposes of Section 2 and 3, this act only, the following terms have the following meanings, is what we're seeing. Assault weapon means any of the following specific firearms or copycat weapon, regardless of which company produced and manufactured the firearm. And, of course, to go right down the list, AR-15, AK-47, and his Bushmaster Colt. They specifically name makes and models of semi-automatic combat rifles and carbines and so on. A semi-automatic centerfire or rimfire rifle that has an overall length of less than 30 inches. Get this? A conversion kit, part or combination of parts from which the assault weapon can be assembled if those parts are in possession or under the control of the same person. And of course, they say it doesn't include antique firearms. They explain what copycat weapons are. A pistol grip that produces protrudes conspicuously beneath the action of the weapon unless the firearm is a pistol, as defined in this section. So thumb hole stock, folding or telescoping stock, all of that's just pure, you know, evil. Muzzle brakes, recoil compensators, threaded barrels, grenade launchers or flare launchers, detachable magazine they define as ammunition feeding device that can be loaded or unloaded while detached from the firearm and readily inserted into a firearm. They're coming for them, folks. This whole section right here, assault weapons and what they call assault weapons and high capacity magazines. That's what they are, pardon the pun, gunning for in this legislative session. Liberty State is the only solution to the insanity that has been coming out of and will continue to with increasing veracity from Olympia. There's a new section they added. A person who violates this section is guilty of a Class C felony, punishable under Chapter 9A20. So they want to create felons because felons cannot own firearms afterward legally. So that's what they're going to do. They're going to create criminals. And a new section was added to Chapter 9.41. Except as provided in subsection 2 of this section, a person shall not transport an assault weapon into Washington State or possess, sell, offer to sell, transfer, purchase, or receive an assault weapon. A person who lawfully possessed, has a purchase order for, or completed an application to purchase an assault weapon before January 1st, 2021, and who has registered the assault weapon with Washington State Patrol may continue to possess and transport the assault weapon, or while carrying a court order requiring the surrender of the assault weapon, transport the assault weapon directly to a law enforcement unit, barracks, or station. Now, hold on a minute. This thing is so evil and vile that you can't have it anymore unless you bought it before January 1st, 2021, because then something happens. It's not dangerous anymore. It's okay for you to have it. But if you, anytime after January 1st, if you haven't gotten one already, they're so dangerous. We have to make it a felony to possess one. As long as you got it before January 1st. This is just, this is a violation of the state's constitution and the federal constitution, and the government has a duty to defend the citizens' rights. And it is the government. It's the guard dog that you have to protect your children has turned and began attacking your children. That's an aberration. The very mechanism that was put in place to defend the citizens' rights have turned on the citizens. And these guys aren't going to change their mind, and the Patriots aren't going to change their minds. So there's a fight coming, or there's a peaceful solution, Liberty State. Look, you guys can disarm yourselves, and all of what are they trying? They're trying to push for this ridiculous, what's it called, the king. The state of King now, the Seattle area wants to have their own state called King. It'll probably end up being Queen. But they want to have their own state, fine, and they can disarm themselves. They can be one little tiny gun-free zone and let the rest of us be free. But no, they're not going to be happy with that. They can't stand it with somebody else, somewhere else is free. All right. This segment was brought to you by Works Holsters, made in the American Redoubt, with a lifetime guarantee on all their products. And you can learn more by going to works.com, W-E-R-K-Z.com. And we will be right back after this.
Hi, I'm Chris Walsh, broker and owner of Revolutionary Realty, based in the heart of America's great redoubt, North Idaho. Every day, I sell homes and land to bankers, doctors, economists, scientists, military folks, and more for good reason. They all know what's coming and want to secure safety and peace for their family. They've done the research and discovered that North Idaho's superior environment, food insecurity, surrounded by more like-minded patriots than anywhere in America. At www.revrealty.us, you can read stories about North Idaho's weather, spring development, growing food, solar, and alternative energy. Additionally, every article has a beautiful quote from the brilliant mind of Thomas Jefferson. We also give you free access to our listings, so feel free to browse our inventory or fill out our short form, and we'll do the searching for you. Call a revolutionary today at 208-667-1776 or visit us online at revrealty.us. That's www.revrealty.us. And God bless you.
Lenin put it this way. It does not matter if three quarters of mankind is destroyed. All that counts is that the last quarter is communist. Lenin spoke, communist world domination.
Welcome back. This is the voice of the American Redoubt, and this is John Jacob Schmidt, your host. And if you are a God-fearing, liberty-loving patriot, then my name is your name too. All John Jacob Schmidts out there, if you just love this country, you love our heritage, you want to preserve it, you see what's going on, you can discern the times, and you want to draw a line in the sand, then, and hold that line, then you're in the right place. You are in good company. Well, I got a listener. Oh, by the way, this segment is, I forgot last week. I felt bad. Our friends at Riverfront Suites, our sponsors for segment two of our Saturday show, Riverfront Suites with six fully furnished suites right on the St. Joe River in St. Mary's, Idaho, about an hour south of Coeur d'Alene. Patriot owned business. Support them. Call them up and tell them thank you for standing. But you know, the support has been amazing, amazing. With these latest smear tactics, and people can discern the times that we're living in. They do know what's going on. They do know these are lies, and the support, people saying, "Hey, I am with you. I stand by you 110%." We know these are lies. And of course, especially people that are in Amron, because Amron's listening, you know, this is like this evil entity. And these are like emergency communications network and the stuff that was, I'm just going to leave it at that right now, because there's some stuff brewing, some legal stuff brewing I'm kind of excited about. We'll see. We'll see where it goes. But I know some very good people that were lied about. And the support, though, has just been amazing. This is really cool. I mean, this is a defining moment where we're going. And this is a listener letter here. Just got a couple minutes. Said I want to pass this along. It caught my eye, and it was a Christian Headlines .com article about the United Methodist Church is announcing a plan to split over same-sex marriage. So, and they wrote, it became clear that the line in the sand had been turned into a canyon, Bickerton said. This is from this article. The impasse is such that we have come to the realization that we just can't stay that way any longer. Breaking apart is the best means to resolve our differences. And I think you're going to see these dividing lines happen that's going to separate on all kinds of fronts. That's why you're seeing Liberty State movement and other similar movements. That's why you're seeing churches fracturing and going their own separate ways. Which in this case, it's strange. It's the LGBT homosexual group that are going to stay United Methodist Church, and those what they're calling the traditionalists are going to leave and start their own dominion. So What they should have done is kick the other ones out and tell them, you can go start your LGBT Methodist group. And we're going to, because they're the overwhelming majority, are United Methodists who want traditional values. So why are they walking away and starting their own? This just make the other guys go off and start their own. Anyway, I want to share something with you. It really talks to the times that we're in. Luke 12, 49 through 56. This is from the New King James Version, because that's the version that I use for my daily Bible studies and stuff. So it's titled Christ Brings Division. And he said, this is our king talking. This is our king that's returning, okay? He's alive right now, preparing a place for us, and he is returning. He's not going to be a weak little hippie weakling. He's going to be a powerful warrior, a king. That's who our king is. He said, I came to send fire on the earth, and how I wish it were already kindled. But I have a baptism to be baptized with, and how distressed I am till it is accomplished. Do you suppose that I came to give peace on earth? I tell you, not at all, but rather division. For from now on, five in one house will be divided, three against two and two against three. Father will be divided against son and son against father, mother against daughter and daughter against mother, mother-in-law against her daughter-in-law and daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law because of the faith. Because those remnant who will hold true to true doctrine, not follow the doctrines of demons and distorted, twisted versions of God's word, but will hold true. It will be detestable to those who are trying to water down the gospel, that don't want any part of it. You're so rigid. You're just this outdated, outmoded, antiquated religion and this Bible. Jesus also then turned and he said to the multitudes, wherever you see a cloud rising out of the west, immediately you say a shower is coming. And so it is. And when you see the south wind blow, you say there will be hot weather. And there is. Hypocrites, you can discern the face of the sky and the earth, but how is it you do not discern this time? And that's what I'm going to talk about tomorrow night, discerning this time. You have a blessed rest of the weekend. I'm John Jacob Schmidt, and I'll see you tomorrow night at 8 p.m. RadioFreeRedoubt.com. God bless.